From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. There are thousands of gas and oil wells in the Gulf that are no longer producing. That's causing an environmental and economic problem at a time when the Trump administration wants to keep drilling for more oil. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management finalized a rule last year to help ensure the oil wells are cleaned up and protect taxpayers from shouldering the cost. But a few Gulf states sued the office, saying stricter criteria for cleanup would crush independent oil companies. The Gulf States Newsroom's Denny MacArthur spoke with WWNO's Eva Tesfaye about the impact of these changes.
So there's all this leftover infrastructure in the Gulf. Can you give us a sense of how big this problem is?
Yeah. As of 2023, there's almost 3,000 wells and 500 platforms that are overdue for decommissioning in the Gulf. That's according to a report from the Government Accountability Office that came out last year. And that's likely to increase because the infrastructure is aging, leases are coming to an end. But the big problem is that these wells and platforms are polluting the water, especially if the wells are leaking methane. They could also pose a problem for navigation, for the fishing industry, and even the oil and gas industry itself. And environmental experts told me that because it's the Gulf, there's always a chance a storm could come by and knock things over and make this all worse. That same GAO report also says the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, isn't doing enough to make sure this infrastructure is getting cleaned up.
So let's back up a little bit. How has BOEM handled cleanup in the past, and what does the new rule do to improve cleanup?
Yeah, so oil companies can often go bankrupt and leave that infrastructure in the water for BOEM to clean up. So to avoid that, BOEM has a 20-year-old rule which says before a company can get a lease to drill, they had to prove that they can afford to clean it up. That's still the case, but the new update changed the criteria to measure a company's financial health. They made it a little bit stricter. So if companies don't meet that criteria, they'll have to put up a bond. And so that would mean BOEM would have the money to clean up the infrastructure so the burden doesn't get passed on to taxpayers. Right now, the federal government has to clean up between $40 and $70 billion worth of infrastructure, and they only have about $3.5 billion in bonds to pay for that. But the new criteria is harder for smaller oil companies to meet, and so they say they can't afford to get those bonds.
And that's where the lawsuit comes in?
Right. Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas are all saying that the cost of these bonds will hurt their independent, small, and mid-sized oil companies, and not the major companies like Chevron and Shell. The lawsuit says independent companies produce about half of U.S. oil, and this rule will cause the loss of over 30,000 jobs. The main issue is these smaller companies are struggling to get the bonds. I spoke to Tracy Cohn, who's the CEO of one of those companies, W&T Offshore. He said one of the bonding companies they worked with asked for $250 million in collateral, which the company can't afford.
We employ about 390 people. We employ probably another couple hundred of contractors. So for us, having to post all this collateral would cause the company to go bankrupt.
Basically, the plaintiffs are saying the rule will crush all these smaller oil companies, and there wasn't a problem with the old way of doing things.
So who supports the rule? Like, who is this good for?
Obviously, a lot of environmental groups support it. I spoke to Ava Ibanez Amador, an attorney with Earth Justice. That organization filed a brief on behalf of a bunch of environmental groups in support of the rule. She says it'll help make cleanup happen faster, which will protect coastal communities from the safety and environmental risks of leaving that infrastructure in the water.
The more infrastructure that goes in the water, the more infrastructure that will be left in the water to the detriment of mostly coastal communities. If we don't have strong rules that make sure that the people that are going into the water, that they are able to pay the price of doing business in the Gulf of Mexico.
But she also says this is just a first step. There's still a ton of issues with enforcement of cleanup, and the GAO made a bunch of other recommendations for the federal government to handle this decommissioning problem.
That's WWNO's Eva Tesfaye speaking with the Gulf States Newsroom's Denny MacArthur.